We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Rick and John back here in Nikia Studios, and we've got our boy Jason Longshore, the game analyst for Atlanta United. And very soon we're going to have Atlanta United games right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Matter of fact, Jason, Thursday, February 21st. It says here, CONCACAF, United against CS Herediano.
Pretty good. Yeah, pretty good.
I kind of nailed that. Pre-game at 9:30 and the kick at 10. And then we have another CONCACAF. It's Atlanta United once again against CS Herediano. And that's 1 week later. So what's up? Are those friendlies? No, that's the real deal, isn't
CONCACAF
it?
CONCACAF Champions League.
So what's up with playing them twice? Is it like the playoffs aggregate thing, yep, like in MLS?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. It's going to be big. You'll get to know CONCACAF pretty well in this little run of games. Soccer fans use CONCACAF as an adjective, as a verb as well, as a noun, because you're going to see some different styles here. Herediano is a team that is not afraid to pick up a yellow card, mm-hmm, not afraid to take a dive, not afraid to waste some time. These types of things that you see in the Central American game in Mexico as well, you can get CONCACAF'd. It can be very CONCACAF-y. Lots of different things.
Can it be CONCACAF-ish? Different.
Yeah, yeah, I think it could be CONCACAF-ish.
Okay. Is it an acronym?
Yes. I do not remember what all it stands for. I know Caribbean. I know Central American is in there.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Confederation.
Football, maybe.
Okay,
with
okay,
the F,
okay.
Yes. All of that
that's
stuff.
Quite the, that's stuff. Quite the acronym.
Now, here's what's interesting, Jason. You mentioned yellow card, take a dive, mm-hmm, maybe be a little chippy, and maybe mm-hmm stall. They sound like a European team. Because that's maybe a French team, not afraid to take a dive somewhere.
Yeah, it happens. It's part of the game. I mean, it is all about survival in these games. And Herediano right now is a club that won the Costa Rican title last year. They do the split season format where they had a season in the fall. They ended in December. They're six games into their current season. Mm-hmm. They're in 9th out of 12. They're really struggling at the moment, and they're not scoring goals. So this is a team that's going to have to defend against Atlanta and sit deep and frustrate Atlanta United.
I read yesterday where Frank DeBoer said he's going to tweak some of the things offensively because he feels this team can be even more explosive than they were. If you're an Atlanta United fan, and I know I'm still a soccer novice, they were explosive the 2 years that they were, the last 2 years, obviously, winning the championship. What can they do to be more explosive?
What they talked about in this piece over at MLSsoccer.com, Scott French has been following the team out in California, and he had a chance to talk to Parkhurst and Gressel and Frank DeBoer. And it's all about right now, the way you're going to defend is a little different. It's a little bit different starting shape in a 3-4-3 from what we've seen so far. Your rotations defensively are a little bit different. So you have to get that part first. Mm-hmm. If you can defend, then you can go forward in a very organized way. And I thought the piece that jumped out to me in that was looking at the difference between Miguel Almiron and the way he would attack and Pity Martinez. With the current system, it's going to be a little more structured. The way they break out and go, it's going to be a little more refined. With Miguel and his just ridiculous speed, it was a lot of find him and let him run. This is going to be a little more structured in the way they break out.
We're hanging out with Jason Longshore, man, getting smarter about soccer here on the Midday Party with Rick and John. We're coming back with one more round, and we'll get back into the debate. Who do you trust more to win a chip in 2019, Dan Quinn or Kirby Smart? And we'll fire that back up. We are 8 days away from meaningful soccer.
Mm-hmm.
So John and I were just talking, like, I need these games to come to get me in soccer mode. And I know that there's a lot of stuff happening, you know, with Chris McCann, and there's some other news that we're going to dive into here with you. But I'm excited that it's right around the corner, that here we go, boom, push the button and hit the start button, and away we go. Can you believe that we are 8 days away from meaningful soccer?
Feels like MLS Cup was a couple weeks ago. It's just the offseason has been non-existent. What's cool about this year is how different it's going to be. With CONCACAF up first, with such a huge trophy and huge opportunity, that there's no comparison in Atlanta sports for this. You know, it's not like our teams get a chance to play internationally. Atlanta United does. So that's very different. To have that competition at the very beginning and have to hit the ground running while managing your league games early on. 7 games potentially in your first month is a lot, with a new manager, with a lot of new faces, with a little bit of a new way to play. It's a lot to handle. It's going to be a very interesting first month.
When you look at the matchup to start CONCACAF, does Atlanta United, are they the favorites for this one, or do you think they drew a very tough matchup to get going?
They drew a tough matchup. They were going to be the favorite no matter who they drew. That's the way it was set up. The tournament's really structured for the top teams in the region, the Mexican teams and the MLS teams, to get to the quarterfinals. Mm-hmm. So they're playing teams from the Caribbean or Central America in this first round, in the round of 16. But you got as difficult of a matchup as you could in this round. The thing about Herediano, though, is this is a team that's not the powerhouse of Costa Rica. They're probably the number 3 or 4 club there. They had a big year last year, but when you have a smaller club with a big year like that, people come in and want to sign your best players, and you have to sell to balance the books. So 3 of their top players have left from that team. It's a little bit of a work in progress for them right now.
Hanging out with Jason Longshore here on the home of Atlanta United, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So isn't United's first game against DC United?
Yes.
And so that will be the Chris McCann Bowl.
Yes.
Will it not?
It will. Chris, are you now.
Like, we're not at peace with Matt Bryant being shown the door by our Atlanta Falcons. Not even close. Disgusted by it, to be honest with you. Are we feeling some kind of way about Chris McCann, A, leaving, and B, going to an enemy?
It's a tricky one because I think you had to clear a senior roster spot here. You have 20 senior roster spots, and we don't know who's going to slot into those until the roster compliance deadline, which is March 1st. So my gut feeling is to add some of the pieces that they've added, because they've gotten a little bit older with a Breck Shea, with a Florentine Pogba. You were out of senior roster spots. I think that's part of it. McCann was also on a fairly high number in terms of salary. And for what he was going to give you this year as a utility player, you kind of had to move on. Now, the part that we don't know is how much cap relief it gives you. And that's something that I hope MLS decides to make more public. Because, I mean, you guys can speak to this with the NFL. With every move that's happening with the Falcons right now, you can really analyze, like, was it worth cutting right. Matt Bryant because
no.
it saved X amount
it
of
was
money?
Not.
We don't know those things for MLS. So that's I think it's a lost opportunity for the league.
Is that a way that they can make the league more fan-friendly? And I get it. Fans love it because they love soccer. But guys like us that cover it, we don't know the ins and outs of the league. I don't understand the transfer windows. That's stuff that it's going to take me a lot longer to learn than learning the salary cap in the NFL.
Yeah, I think it's a huge opportunity. I think it's twofold. I mean, fans, you know how hardcore fans are going to get about this stuff. The NBA, the way the cap works there blows my mind with all the different exemptions and things. But somebody can break it down and show me a spreadsheet. And, mm-hmm. okay, I get it. I understand what's going on here. We don't have any of that for MLS. It needs to happen so the media can cover it better. It needs to happen so fans can dig in a little deeper.
Jason Longshore hanging out with Rick Hamlin, John Michaels here. And let's talk about some of the other news here. In terms of takeaways from the preseason so far, Jason, to the best of my knowledge, they are 2-0-1.
Yes.
Is that correct?
Drew with LAFC 3-0-1 because they beat Seattle, beat Xolos from Tijuana, and beat Cal State Fullerton with the reserves.
I understand. So so give me one positive takeaway and give me one maybe concern that you have from these four friendlies.
I haven't had a chance to see all of them. The only ones that we saw were the ones that we broadcast last week. Positives is the fact that it looks like Petey Martinez is stepping right in and mm-hmm. building a relationship with Joseph and with Barco, and that group looks really good going forward. It's not really a concern off of what I've seen, but just the fact that you're going to change formation a little bit. And Michael Parker's talked about it in that article over at MLSsoccer.com. it's a little less man-to-man and a little more zone mm-hmm. with the way things shift. And anytime you go to anything around zone defense, you have to be in sync. You know, if you have missing pieces, you have different guys slotting in, it's hard to play zone with new faces. And that would be a concern when you get into these league games early on and you're having to rotate the lineup a little bit.
We discussed earlier, maybe like 2 weeks ago, about the difference between CONCACAF and league play and how they try to manage it. How do you think Frank DeBoer will manage it? You know, you want to win, obviously, in CONCACAF, but you don't want to fall behind like Toronto did a year ago in league play. How does he handle those minutes?
A lot of it's going to depend on fitness and where guys are. If you come out of this Herediano series, let's say you go down there and get a good result in the away leg, and you come back home a couple days before the opener at D.C., and you're able to rotate some guys. In that game, mm-hmm. you're in a great spot to go to D.C. and play your starters. Then you have to think about Monterrey from Mexico, who's the likely opponent in the quarterfinals. What do you need to save for them? You're going to go first choice against them for sure. Are guys ready to give you 90 minutes, 100% in D.C., then midweek, then at home against Cincinnati, then midweek again against Monterrey? That's a lot of minutes early as you're kind of building your fitness up.
We're the home of Atlanta United, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, hanging out with their game analyst, Jason Longshore, of course, Mike Conti on the play-by-play.
It's a new Kango, by the way, too. You haven't worn that one before.
Oh, no, I've had this one before.
Have you? I haven't seen that one. That
Sean pimp. Said the same thing. You know, it's in the rotation.
Houndstooth?
Yeah.
Is that houndstooth?
Yeah.
It's like a big houndstooth.
Yeah.
Not like a small houndstooth.
Not Bear Bryant, no.
Not like the small Bear Bryant houndstooth. So Miguel Almiron makes his Newcastle United debut. Was that yesterday or the day before?
Monday.
So how did it go? What were the impressions of that?
Looked good. Miguel came in. You could definitely tell he was trying to leave a strong first impression, maybe trying to do a little bit too much at first, coming in as a sub, which is understandable. Showed his speed, showed his ability going forward, showed his work rate. And I think that those are things that Newcastle fans just love to see. Some of the responses from Newcastle fans were pretty cool to see. You know, it's a different reaction because we're watching it as people who've watched him the last 2 years. Atlanta fans were watching it. There were watch parties around Atlanta to watch Miguel Almiron make his debut in Newcastle. And it kind of does feel like, you know, a kid has moved on. He's graduated on.
Like a college kid going to the NFL.
A little bit, yeah. And I hope that soon it doesn't feel that way. Because when you watch this and you watch Miguel Almiron in the Premier League, it's the same Miguel we've seen here. The level, he looks the same. That big myth that it's such a huge gap between the Premier League and MLS, it's not what it used to be.
How close is that gap now? Because I've met a lot of people from overseas that go, MLS, we don't even watch that. It's nonsense. How close is Atlanta United to being able to compete with some of the big boys over there?
Atlanta United and Newcastle?
Mm-hmm.
It's not that big of a gap. It's really not. If you put them in a two-leg series, in a competitive situation, I think Atlanta United can win that. Now, against the top teams in the league, you're talking crazy differences in budgets and money spent. You know, Manchester City, Liverpool.
What do you think they're spending salary? $100 million? $150
million? I have to look. A lot. You're talking NBA, NFL kind of money. That's the big difference here. And you're not talking that across the board with MLS. I mean, I pulled up a stat today. 2011 in MLS, 15 guys were making more than $500,000 a year.
That's it?
15, 2011. Wow. Now it's about 150.
Okay.
So it's going fast. The next TV deal is going to push it even further. More expansion comes in. It's going to keep pushing higher.
Who is Atlanta United's number one opponent in MLS in terms of winning the cup again this year?
That's a good question.
Who stands out as the one? And I know there's going to be several threats, but just right now, that one team, you're like, man, we got to get by those guys.
In terms of supporter shield, looking at excellence over the whole season, I think Kansas City is that team. I think they're the most balanced team coming back. In terms of in a playoff situation, the Red Bulls are going to be there. We'll see how they handle.
They choke. We're not worried about
that. Well, see, they lost Tyler Adams, too. And I worry about how they're going to replace him. They're bringing in one of their young players to replace him. In a one-off, sure, over a whole season, I think it's going to hurt them. DC United's going to be there. I think DC's a much better team than they were last year. Portland should be around again, and I wonder who else it's going to be in the West. There's still moves to be made. Portland's trying to sign a player from Mexico for about $10 million. They get him. They're a little bit different club.
I meant to ask you this real quick. Darlington Nagbe. What's the deal with that?
We don't know. We don't know yet at this point. He didn't train the rest of the time they were in California. Final game is today against the LA Galaxy, and then the team's returning home. I'd expect we'll know more soon because you're getting close to that deadline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.